How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
What time is it?
Ba-ba-da-ba. You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome into the flagship Wednesday edition here. I'm your host, Zach Berry. It's been a minute since we've done a solo show, so I figured what better time to do a recruiting AMA as National Signing Day is inching closer and closer. We're less than a month out. Way less than a month out, as the early signing period is December 4th through the 6th. So Ole Miss is not only trying to make this college football playoff run a reality, but also trying to land as many top-tier prospects as it can. But before we get into the questions, I do want to remind you, this show each and every day is brought to you by our good friends at College Corner. Three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. Go check them out if you can. Brick and mortar, if you cannot, check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Show is also brought to you by our good buddy Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. It's Medicare enrollment season. If you're looking for a Medicare supplement plan or you just need a regular health insurance plan, give Drew a call, 601-953-8449, or check out his website, quoteswithdrew.com, and get your free quote. I've already taken care of my enrollment. Drew can help you take care of yours. So he's working around the clock. He's been busy. But he wants to ensure his clients are in the best plans for them. All right, let's get to the questions. I put them on the board at omspirit.com. Come join us. Only a dollar for the first week, and after that, half off an annual subscription. Scott P21 asks, high school offensive line recruiting has seemed to be missing the last few years and really up until the last 2 weeks. Do you think Lane has put an NIL focus on it, or do you attribute it more to winning, maybe a combination of both? It's probably a little bit of both, to be honest. I think that the winning certainly helps. I mean, honestly, the win over Georgia, the momentum was immediately palpable. I mean, just talking to people around the program, talking to recruits, talking to different people in the industry, Ole Miss was the buzz for the last week and a half. Not only beating Georgia, but whipping them was impressive. I mean, obviously, you get your first 2026 commit, and then you flip Dante Core, Caleb Cunningham, and Devin Harper, all three SEC flips, which impressive. Auburn, Alabama, and LSU. I mean, probably outside of Mississippi State, your three biggest rivals in the SEC. So that was huge. NIL focus, sure, maybe. I mean, the NIL focus is for the four stars and the five stars for sure. I mean, the three stars will get something, but it's hard to recruit elite offensive linemen, whether it's high school or the portal. They're expensive. I mean, I noted in the story about Devin Harper, that's the highest rated offensive lineman since Greg Little, 9 years. Greg Little was a five-star, got him out of Texas, another out-of-state guy. So it's hard. It's difficult because there are good offensive linemen from the state of Mississippi. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I went through the recent ones in recent memory, and Two of them were from the state of Mississippi. One was essentially local Memphis, Michael Orr, Javon Patterson, Rod Taylor, and then the other one, Austin Golson, was from Alabama. But yeah, I mean, a lot of programs have that built-in advantage where their state produces a lot of offensive linemen. It's not an excuse. It's just kind of how the, you know, athletic demographics work. I mean, Mississippi typically churns out skill players and defensive linemen historically. And it's just hard. And I think it just mostly comes down to price. Elite offensive tackles are expensive. It's hard. I do think that Ole Miss is probably going to focus more on that. I think Lane would probably tell you that. Not only just, of course, it's good to have an elite left tackle or right tackle. Duh. But you look at this year, just injuries, just getting banged up, you know, just getting dinged here and there, week in, week out. It piles up and it hurts. And Ole Miss had to shuffle its offensive line a lot. I think you could probably point the Kentucky game, the LSU, the two losses. Ole Miss was banged up on the offensive line and struggled. So probably a combination of both, Scott. I think just NIL and the Grove Collective continue to churn and burn and doing well. And then winning, being 8-2, you're now 9 in the college football playoff rankings. So that doesn't hurt to be nationally relevant and to be honestly one of the teams that people think can win it all. Adley Rushman, professional baseball player, asks, who is this year's Walter Nolan? Also, any chance that Walter Nolan stays for 2025? I would be incredibly shocked if Walter stayed. I don't think that that will happen. He's had a tremendous year. He has not even been 100% per Lane Kiffin. He's been kind of banged up. He had the ankle. He's been hobbling a little bit. And he's still just dominated and mauled people. And, you know, what's really helped Walter is everybody around him. Everybody around him is better. So it helps him get one-on-ones more. People still double him most of the time, and that frees up everybody else. But with J.J. Pegues, Xavien Harris, Akilo Stone, Chris Hardy, Prince Umami Ellen, Santarian Perkins, Jared Ivey, like the whole D-line being good helps him get more one-on-ones and be more effective. Who is this year's Walter Nolan, as in somebody from the portal? It's too early to tell. I mean, probably Jaheim Otis. I mean, that's the easy one, the easy answer. He's already, you know, informed Alabama, filed the paperwork. He's getting in the portal. I talked to some people at Alabama. They said that Ole Miss was the favorite. You know, Pete Golding recruited him since he was in seventh grade, so I would be shocked if he doesn't return home and play for Ole Miss. That's probably the easy answer. If you're looking at a guy that's currently on the team that maybe takes that next step, I'd probably say Jam Brown or William Eccles. They've played a good bit this season. Jam Brown has really flashed, and Eccles has as well. So those two guys in the middle, Randall Joyner in that room, are in good hands. I just talked to JBL29, asked for Jaheim Otis update. Just gave you that one. Any update on Jared Smith? I know there was another site. Our buddy David Johnson put in a crystal ball pick for Jared Smith to choose Ole Miss. I talked to the people over at Gamecock Central, the South Carolina On3 site. I think it's a little early for a prediction here at this point. I put out a couple of intel pieces earlier this week, and the sentiment I'm getting is Auburn still holds the edge, but South Carolina and Ole Miss are really pushing. He really likes what Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks have got going on, and you see what they're doing with Kyle Kennard and Dylan Stewart. What's not to like? And then you look at Ole Miss, just talked about it. Loaded defensive line, number one in the country in sacks, number one in the country in tackles for loss. So a very compelling case for both. It's hard to get a kid from Alabama to come out of that state if Auburn and or Alabama want them. I'd still lean Auburn, but let's see what he does next week He's going to be back at Auburn this week, but the Iron Bowl will be in Tuscaloosa. So will Jared Smith go to the Egg Bowl? You know, that's something to think about, you know, because Auburn will be on the road. So he could be looking to go to a game. South Carolina's on the road at Clemson, so can't go back to Columbia. So maybe he shows back up in Oxford. He was there for Georgia. I talked to him. I've mentioned it plenty of times. He's not a very talkative kid. He's very quiet, very reserved. But you know, I talked to him. He was excited for the game. He was excited to see Coach Joyner again and talk to Kiffin and Golding and everybody. So yeah, I'd still lean Auburn, but Ole Miss and South Carolina are gonna make it tough down to the wire. Over under on how many 4 or 5 star kids Ole Miss ends up flipping between now and signing day. Again, I put out a couple intel pieces. You can see those at omspirit.com. Again, it's premium content. So if you're not a member, again, $1 for the first week. Just give us a 7-day trial, give it a go, and then you get your. If you like what you see, you like what you're reading, you like the content, you get 50% off your first year. Right now, I would probably say at least 2. A little more leaning towards Tyler Miller than Deuce Knight. I think Deuce is really torn. Not only just with like the relationship, he likes both staffs. You know, Hugh Freeze and everybody at Auburn's done a great job recruiting him, but Ole Miss has done the same. Ole Miss has been after him for 2 years, almost 2.5 years. And he's tight with Charlie Weiss, Kelvin Bolden, Kiffin, Pete Golding, everybody. Fisher Ray, another guy, the staffer, he's an analyst. He's done a really, really nice job, just not only with the recruiting in general for this class and helping Kelvin coordinate and do all that behind the scenes, but he's done a nice job as well with Deuce. But somebody told me it was a coin flip. I've had people tell me it's 50-50. Again, let's see what he does. If he shows up for the Egg Bowl again, I think that's a sign that Ole Miss is really in a spot to make a move. But, yeah, I would say 2. Like Jared Smith, again, like I said, going to be tough. Still don't know what Mario Nash is going to do. You know, he put out the tweet that he was still committed, but his position coach is gone, and Florida State is really struggling. Be really keeping an eye on him. And then Tyler Lockhart, I still don't really know. I mean, he's shown some interest, but he's got a visit. You know, maybe he shows up for the Egg Bowl. He's committed to Mississippi State, so maybe he takes a trip for that. He's really been keen on trying to get back to a state championship game and win a back-to-back title. So he's kind of put recruiting on the back burner. But, yeah, for now I would say 2. But, you know, there's always some kind of surprise at some point. So you never know. Are there any dark horse names out there as far as recruits go? People always want to know about the secret recruit. This is from Darby Dimes asking any dark horse names or people we may have a chance with, and no one is factoring them in right now. I'm sure there is. People around Ole Miss are pretty buttoned up right now, mostly because of focus on the season and trying to get to the playoff. But you get closer and closer to signing day, people are talking less and less. As of now, I don't know of any dark horse names, to be honest. I'll just say I don't know. I'll just be honest with you. I don't think as of right now there is, but there could be. There typically is someone that pops up around signing day that Ole Miss is kept it under wraps for a hot minute. So we'll see. The one, the only 122 asked you previously about the chances offensive line hall of Harper, Nash, and Miller. You said getting all three would be unlikely based on the intel you have now. What are the odds to get all three? I think you're probably going to get 2. Again, I think a clean sweep of, you know, Devin Harper, Mario Nash, and Tyler Miller. That's tough, but I mean, it's not like it's crazy or out of the realm of possibility. I mean, they're, you know, Harper's already committed. He's the out-of-state guy. Nash and Miller are both Mississippi guys. So, sure, it's not crazy at all that both of them decide to stay home. Caleb Cunningham flipping was big for Ole Miss, not only just to get a five-star possible day one contributor, but he carries a lot of influence in the state. He has some clout. A lot of guys are friends with him. They like Caleb. And like I've always said, elite guys want to play with other elite guys. So that doesn't hurt Ole Miss at all to be able to point to that five-star in the commitment class. I still would say two out of the three. I don't know if they're going to get all three.
The Flagship is brought to you each and every day by our good friends at LB's Meat Market. Located at 2008 University Avenue, Suite E in Oxford, Mississippi, they have the best meat in town. You need to grill out. You need to do something inside. You need to throw something in the oven. You need to put something in the crock pot. LB's Meat Market has got you covered. $10 lane train specials are still the thing every single day. And you get $2 off anything in the freezer. And now, for the first time, you can text LB's if you want to place an order for pickup. That's 662-259-2999. Give Greg and the folks a call if you have any questions, or shoot them a text if you want to go ahead and place that order for pickup. Football, baseball, basketball, LB's has got you covered. Look, we all know that Arby's, they say a lot of things, but deep down, we all know LB's has got the meats.
What are the most frequently asked questions about real estate, and how do you sort it all out? Just like every other situation, you consult with a professional in the field. Stacy and Rick Berry with the Berry Home Team and Keller Williams Realty can help you make sense of it all. From interest rates, when to buy, should you wait, what type of loan is best for you, what do all of these new real estate rules even mean, and how will it affect you? As top producers in the Memphis and metro area, Stacy and Rick will be by your side through the process, whether you were buying, selling, or investing. Give them a call today and ask all the questions. 901-481-6420. That's the Berry Home Team. Keller Williams Realty.
Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, folks, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe, does Uncommon Goods, for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Just a few of the favorite gifts I've found on Uncommon Goods include a do-it-yourself storybook kit for my niece. My daughter's got me the MLB Sunday Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. Love my Braves. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits from everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans like us, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. It is the season of giving, after all. So get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks, run your game.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Recon Reb, how many of you looked to sign in the early signing period? Right now, I believe Ole Miss is at 21 right now. I would say probably around 26. I don't think it's going to get up to 30 at all. I mean, that would be 9 more commitments. I mean, I think they're looking at probably at least 3 to 4 more, maybe 5. So you're getting around 25, 26. So I think that's fair that's a solid guess. There could be some surprises. It could be a couple dudes that jump in. I don't know if anyone is going to be, you know, processed, dropped, whatever from this class. I haven't heard any issues about grades or anything like that. I think everybody's good as far as the current commits. So, yeah, I'd say probably 25, 26. What positions emphasizing in the portal? Ben and I talked about this yesterday on Talk of Champions. I think it's definitely going to be quarterback, depending on what Walker Howard does. And then I think Ole Miss is going to want to add at least one running back, at least 1 to 2 receivers, and then probably going to try to add an impact offensive lineman. I think they're probably going to try to add at least 1 or 2 defensive linemen. And then probably just kind of 1 to 2 across the board at each position. I mean, I think they're going to emphasize everything. Giffen's big on just getting as much talent as you can and just building competition. That culture of competing every day in practice, that was big for Alabama for so long. You know, guys talk about that a lot in recruiting. Or, hey, I chose to go to Alabama, or I chose to go to Georgia or Ohio State or, you know, Oregon, wherever, you know. I want to go there because I know I'm going to go against dudes every day in practice. I know I'm going to go against a 4-star and a 5-star every day. It's going to make me better. So Kiffin's trying to do the same thing. So I think they're going to emphasize everything. You know, linebacker, probably add at least one. You get TJ Daugherty back. You get Suntarian Perkins back. Tyler Banks will be back. Maybe Pooh Paul comes back, depending on what kind of grade he gets from scouts in the NFL. And then secondary, probably going to try to do the Trey Amos thing again. Try to get a lockdown corner. And then safety, you know, you're going to lose a lot of veterans back there on the back end. So you got to add somebody there. So, yeah, they're probably just going to look at adding across the board. JD124, what are the odds that Caleb Odom enters the portal? You know, there was the stuff on Twitter where I believe he was retweeting some pretty critical things about the offense or something. It's a peculiar fit at Alabama with just kind of what he does, because he's a bigger, more physical wide receiver, in my opinion. Like, he's not a true tight end. He hasn't gotten a ton of PT. He's playing, so it's not like he's just sitting on the bench and not doing anything. He's still playing, but probably not as much as he would have liked. And honestly, I think that he was probably a little ticked off with Saban retiring. That was a big part of why he chose Alabama. I mean, he was pretty much all Ole Miss up until Alabama gave him the offer and then really pushed for him to come to Alabama. So Saban dipping out right there after the early signing period when he signed probably didn't jive too well with him and his family. We'll see. I do think if he does get in the portal, Ole Miss would absolutely be involved. No doubt about that. Because Ole Miss wanted him bad, and they could certainly use another physical, athletic tight end to go with Daquan Wright and Dylan Hip. And, you know, they got Hayden Bradley in this class, so they're going to try to add some more athleticism to that room. So I wouldn't be shocked if he were to get in the portal that Ole Miss would go after him. But right now, the odds, I don't know. I mean, it's still up in the air. We'll see. Change Up asks, do we have any interest in Mitchell, the former Alabama safety that's committed to Mississippi State? Referring to Tony Mitchell, played at Alabama, you know, has a relationship with Pete Golding. You know, he was one of those that I couldn't confirm if he arrived at the Egg Bowl or not. He was on the guest list. I didn't see him on the sidelines, but Ole Miss is, you know, inviting him back. So there's definitely some interest there. If you're looking for a, I guess, a, you know, a, a mystery recruit or somebody that you don't expect. That's another four-star that they could pop up. Committed to Mississippi State. What's that program going to look like in 2025? Are they getting rid of defensive coaches? Are they getting rid of a coordinator? You know, does Tony Mitchell really care about that? I would say yes. I mean, I don't think you're just picking Mississippi State out of, you know, merit for the program or anything. And so that Pete Golden connection is certainly something to keep an eye on. So yeah, I would say Ole Miss has some interest, but we'll see in the next couple of weeks how much interest that is. Grove Crew asked about a linebacker named Kashama out of Georgia, saying that another site said that Ole Miss had offered. It's his only P5 offer. I would think that they're referring to possibly, as I'm going through here on the old internet, efforting here live on the pod. I have not heard that name. And just kind of looking through the database here, I don't see anyone with that name. And then if I do a quick Twitter search here, I'll have to look that up and get back to you on that one. It could be, I just found a guy here, Elijah Kashama, possibly. Yeah, it looks like Ole Miss offered him November 18th. This week, I missed that one. So shout out to Grove Crew for pointing me in that direction. It looks like that I could probably reach out to a couple people and gauge some interest there. He's got offers. It looks like he's got offers from Navy. And Ole Miss is pretty much what it looks like here. Looks like he's from Georgia, so that could be somebody to keep an eye on. I'll double check on that one. So, I've not heard much about him. Could be somebody. I mean, again, you know, these things tend to work themselves out in the end, where guys kind of pop up late in the cycle with some senior film evaluations, where Ole Miss pulls the trigger on an offer because, hey, we like what we see on film, so let's give it a go. Grown Man Reb asked about offensive line eligibility. As Ben mentioned on the show yesterday, that the offensive line, most of them could come back. I'm going to do a quick look at the roster here. Ben said that yesterday. Obviously, Jaden Williams will be able to return. And then you've got the Washington guys, Julius Buello and Nate Kalipo. Those guys are seniors. I would imagine that they potentially have a COVID year, if I'm just going off what Ben said. Just kind of looking at their roster page here. You can't really look at like game logs or stats because they're offensive linemen, but I would imagine a COVID year is at play there. Obviously the other guys on the line that are probably not coming back, you know, Caleb Warren, excuse me. Reese McIntyre will be gone, but then Micah Pettis is a junior. Diego Pounds is a junior. Jerquan Scott, I believe, has a COVID year, but not 100%. Eli Acker will be gone. But I think they'll be excited. Jeremy James, he will be out of eligibility as well. So they'll be looking to replace a lot. And, you know, I think it'll be time for guys like Bryson Sanders to step up. I fully expect him to compete for the center job next year. Somebody like John Wayne Oliver, it'll be his second year in the system. Big physical guy that Ole Miss was excited about when he signed. You got to get him in there and in the rotation and get him working. I think they're definitely going to hit the portal just to look for some experience and some guys to compete in that room to just make everyone better. You know, Preston Cushman's another guy. Got to get in there and get busy. Got to get after it. So Be looking to bring some pieces back and then also to add to it. So that'll be something to keep an eye on as well, as we'll get more clarity on the portal here in the next couple of weeks when regular seasons are done and guys will make a decision to go ahead and put their name in the portal before, you know, their team's playing a bowl game or a conference title game or, you know, maybe a college football playoff game. You never know. So yeah, that's going to do it for this this flagship AMA. Shout out everybody on the board for submitting the questions. We'll have more recruiting coverage coming to you as the week progresses towards Saturday, where Ole Miss takes on Florida in the Swamp, 11 a.m. on, I believe that's ESPN. And I did see that somebody said that it is the 4K game. It's on ABC, so SEC on ABC. So 4K. So if you got 4K, it'll look good. So Ole Miss looking for win number 9 and to keep pace with everybody else in the college football playoff. We'll have our picks out and everything. And then tonight we will record Hit That Line. So I will reveal my take on this game this evening when we record that. You can listen to it on Thursday or Friday. You know, maybe you're driving down to Gainesville. Maybe you're, you know, on a plane to Gainesville. You can fire up the podcast and get ready for the weekend as, look, the fellas look to stay hot. And we are 178 and 121 against the spread this season. We had a pretty solid week in week 12, 13-7 against the spread. Yours truly hit another money line, Arizona State plus 280. Sun Devils, 8-2 as well. So good for Kenny Dillingham and the folks in Tempe. But we'll have a lot more content coming to you, more podcasts. And again, stay locked in at the site. If you're not a member, if this is just something that you listen to every week, we encourage you to join. It's $1 for the first week and 50% off your annual sub after that. Do want to give a couple shout outs before we get out of here. Roback.com, go check them out. And when you snag any merch, whether it's for yourself or for Christmas or whatever, use promo code JUICE and you get 20% off. And then, of course, our friends at Homefield Apparel, homefieldapparel.com. Use that promo code LASTDANCE24 and you get 15% off your first purchase. You know, when you're getting your Ole Miss merch or, you know, maybe something else for somebody for Christmas, use that promo code and you get 15% off. So appreciate College Corner, appreciate Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group and the rest of the sponsors that bring this show to you each and every week. Again, appreciate everybody on the board for the questions. And we'll be back again next week. Until then, we out of here.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.